Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we're going to begin to answer the question, what is God like? God is incomprehensible. Now let me start with a few verses here. Psalm 147:5, great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Psalm 139:6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. 1 Corinthians 2:11, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So, what do I mean when I say that God is incomprehensible? Well, let's start with what it doesn't mean. It does not mean that we can't know anything about God. God can be understood in part. So, what this means is that God can't be fully understood. God is infinite, but we are finite. Infinite meaning without limit, and finite meaning limited. A limited being can never fully comprehend a being without limit. Now, this is true of both God as a whole and of every aspect of God. So it's not just that God himself is infinite. God's love is also infinite. God's wisdom, God's knowledge, God's power, each of these are without limit. Now, let me give three brief applications for us. Number one, you won't always know what God is doing, how he does it, or why. Children often don't understand why we as parents make the decisions we make, and sometimes it's actually better for them not to know why we've made a decision or acted a certain way. So it is with us and God. He doesn't always reveal everything to us, and accepting that reality and that it's actually for our good will help us to endure hardships and suffering when they inevitably come our way. Number two, there is always more of God to know and enjoy. Since God and his attributes are without limit, we will never stop learning about and enjoying God more and more. God's word is like a fountain that never runs dry. There's always more to glean, and it's refreshing to our souls to drink from it as often as we can. Here's number three. God's grace and mercy are both without limit. It's good for us that God's attributes are all without limit, because that means that there is no depth that exists from where man cannot be rescued and redeemed. There is no sinner too great for God to forgive. There is no sinner too lost to be brought into the light. In fact, in God's infinite nature, God actually delights in showing off how great his grace and mercy are by saving even the worst of sinners. And we, as finite beings, actually get to experience this grace and mercy when we turn to Jesus in faith and repentance. You don't have to fully know God in order to trust him. That will never happen. So stop waiting and cling to Jesus today.